Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scott Jacobs podcast. I'd like to know how everybody's doing today. I hope good. I'm doing good myself. It's a Sunday. I went pretty much was playing on my computer all day, downloading video games. I play a game called Warframe and Final Fantasy VII Remake. I play all kinds of different games, Call of Duty, the works. But, you know, today's second episode's about just in general whatever comes to topic. And there's a certain thing I was wanting y'all to hear. You know, how I play videos while I do my podcast. Well, here's something else about Bill Gates. You know, I've been following Bill Gates, and I want y'all to hear some of the stuff I'm hearing. So, this is by Alex Jones, the InfoWars website. I'm going to play it now.
Very proud of my work, and I gotta be honest though, Bill, even though you had something to do with creating me and turning me into the super spreader, I've kind of grown resentful of you, and so I think I may come after you next, Bill. But Bill Gates, you're now officially on the Alex Jones Show for the first time. It's a monumentous occasion here, so ladies and gentlemen, you need to mark this day down, okay? May 21st, 2020. At approximately 12:50 p.m. Central Standard Time, Bill Gates made his debut on the Alex Jones Show and sucked a fart. Yeah, drop that beat. DJ Corona in the house. Coronavirus. Getting freaky.
Listen, guys, listen. This is funny.
Drop that COVID-19. 21, you're deader. You're hammer. The age of one. Fresh beats here from. Listen. COVID. There it is. That's when the beat drops. That's when you catch the virus. Now you start to bleed out of your eyes.
Oh, God, I'm bleeding.
You start to bleed out of your anus.
Oh.
This is when they put you on a ventilator and you die dead in a hammer.
Oh, I'm already there.
This is the part where you get added to the death count.
Crazy guys,
this
ain't
is where we shut down your whole country and take all your freedoms.
Yeah.
And now you're all dead.
Uh-oh.
And this is the part where I take my COVID to intergalactic levels. You know, a lot of people have been asking me, hey, does Governor Cuomo work for you? Duh. Cuomo was the super spreader in the New York nursing homes. Duh, Cuomo works for me. Yeah, Cuomo killed tens of thousands of people with the coronavirus. Hell yeah! Oh, me and Cuomo were tight, trust me. In fact, we were sitting at the lounge when I gave him the COVID, and we were listening to this song right here. Yeah, this is the official COVID-19 theme song for when I shared my COVID with Cuomo. I could dance to this COVID beat all day. I mean, DJ COVID, DJ Corona, always. You know what, though? I've been spreading a lot of the Corona with you here today over this microphone, and I want to continue to do some more, but I'm starting to get a little low on the Corona power bodies here. Guys, can we have somebody order me some bat soup? Is there anybody left back there that's not dead yet? Could you guys order me some fresh bat soup? This is Bat City, after all. There we go. That one smiled for the cameras there, as you can see. So, thank you, guys. I needed some bat soup. I mean, there's a reason why Austin is called Bat City, folks. There's a reason why I, Owen Schroyer, am actually a coronavirus mutated into a human-like form in Austin, Texas, as the super spreader, because this is the Bat City. You didn't know that, did you?
I listened to this episode last few days ago,
and
guys.
So that is why I'm playing it here in Bat
it's
City,
hilarious. Texas. Just listen.
So thank you guys for that fresh bat soup. I know somebody probably went right under the Congress Bridge to get it. Yeah, that guy's just eating some, like, eel or something like that. No, that's not the good stuff. You got to get that fresh bat. Yeah, the mice isn't going to kill you. The frog isn't going to kill you. You got to get that fresh bat. It's the only thing that's going to do it. It's the only thing that's going to do it. You know what? Let's go ahead and do this right now. We've had a lot of big revelations here, folks. And so, Bill Gates has decided to join us on air today. He's very proud of my work. And, you know, I got to be honest, though, Bill. Even though you had something to do with creating me and turning me into the super spreader, I've kind of grown resentful of you. And so I think I may come after you next, Bill. But Bill Gates, you're now officially on the Alex Jones Show for the first time. It's a monumentous occasion here.
And they're not
really Bill, thank you for calling
Bill
in.
Gates.
Thank you. Me and Mel, I have my pink sweater on, and I've got my Chinese boy Wuhan knitting you one. Now, you look like a medium. You've got really nice shoulders. Am I correct?
Well, Bill, I mean, I could be a medium. I could be a large. I mean, a guy like you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, was Wuhan acting up?
He's humping my leg. I don't know why.
Well, you know, Bill, I didn't know if you wanted to tell people this, but did you tell people why you wear the pink sweater, because that attracts the COVID more?
That's right. Pink is power, and COVID likes pink and power, so what a combo.
All right, Bill. Now, I've kind of, even though you helped create me and you turned me into the super spreader, I've grown a little bit resentful of you, because you've forced this life upon me, and I'm starting to question myself. So, but here, can I just ask you, Bill? Can I give you a special COVID-19 right now on air?
Oh, please, Owen! I've been waiting all day for you to ask me that.
All right, now, Bill, listen. This one is special just for you, Bill. Okay, just for you. I know that this is the kind of stuff you like. And so there's a reason why this one is just for you. But, Bill, here's what I need you to do to make sure we really get this done correctly, okay? I need you to put that phone right up to your mouth. Are you ready? Are you ready to get this special Corona, Bill?
Hit me, Daddy. No.
There it is, Bill. Did he get that? Did he get that, guys? Did that go through?
Oh, I got it.
I'm never going to clean my phone, Owen. Never.
Guys, this
You're welcome,
is a funny
Bill. You
episode.
Have the official and exclusive flatulation coronavirus infection.
Oh, thank you, Owen. Owen, I have a gift for you too, eventually.
Oh.
I got a vaccine with your name on it, buddy.
Oh. That's awesome.
I'm going to make what it about really that pretty name? For you, too. It'll be pink, so don't worry.
Yes, and it'll have plenty of me inside of it, right?
you know it. Thanks
well,
a lot, Owen.
Yeah, Bill, this has been, this has really been a big boat. You know, I feel a lot better, Bill, after farting coronavirus into your mouth and you sucking my fart here on the Alex Jones Show. I have to say, this has really been a conscious clearing moment for me, Bill. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir. I love you. Have a good day, everybody. Take your vaccine.
Fuck
so, ladies
vaccine.
And gentlemen, you need to mark this day down, okay? May 21st, 2020, at approximately 12:50 p.m. Central Standard Time, Bill Gates made his debut on the Alex Jones Show and sucked a fart. I mean, you may have seen some pretty incredible things in your life. You may have gotten married. You may have seen your kids get married. You may have had kids, or seen your kids have your grandkids. And, you know, those are all memorable things. But let me tell you something. Witnessing Bill Gates suck a fart on the Alex Jones Show is the greatest thing you've ever witnessed in your life. By far. By far. So you're welcome. I mean, we just continue to deliver today on the Alex Jones Show. I mean, wow. Incredible. All right, I got to go back up to my friends in Michigan, where we're spreading the coronavirus right now. Jared has called in.
Michigan.
Jared, how is the spread up there in Michigan? Are you guys dropping dead yet?
No.
Well, thankfully, Owen, I will be dropping dead soon. And I got to say, you're not getting near enough honor or praise from these callers. I don't know what their problem is. I just want to...
No, you know, but you know what? We don't do it for the praise. We do it to kill all of humanity. But you know what? It is true. I'm not getting near enough respect for being the coronavirus as I should.
And I would just like to do that. I would just like to offer up more honor and praise to you, Owen, the Destroyer, for respecting me, in fact, by way of the ultimate krill oil. Because, see, I thought I wanted immunity, but no. I wanted to be infected by the virus. And I know it was you, Owen, who infected that ultimate krill oil and the bias he used. I've had such a terrible cough, and I know it was you, man.
Wait, hold on. You said you have a cough? Yeah, don't hold out on me. Come on, let me get some of that. Yeah, I gotta get my cut here.
You must not have enough of the virus on your own.
I got it real bad.
Well, yeah, but you gotta understand, I mean, just like you may have like $10,000, but like, you know, 10% of that's the government's. If you got a cough, like 10% of that is mine. I got to get that cut.
Well, you're going to have to drink Corona Force in the morning and take your Corona Dine and intravenously take Super Corona Vitality because that's the only way that you're gonna have more of the virus spread around, Owen. And see, I can't wait until I finally pass away from this virus so I can come back and infect all the others. I'll come back as a fish. And I'll go into the fish oil and infect all the other people with fish oil and the ultimate krill oil.
I accidentally had a cough.
And that'll just be the way that I end others, you know.
Jared, you are a fighting hero.
I'm telling you what, man. I'm inspired by you, the Destroyer. Because, see, that is the only way we can infect others is to be infected.
Jared, you've said it all. And to follow up a Bill Gates call like that, it can't get you much better. So, Jared, I'm going to leave you with a parting gift here. It's just a little tiny little Corona, not a big one. You already got your own, but little... Right. There's just a little special Corona there for you, Jared. You spread that to your friends up there in Michigan. Folks, big news coming up on the other side. Don't miss it.
Many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50%
off. Yeah, he sells a lot of health items. Y'all need to check that out on InfoWars.com.
Enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vasa Beads. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience
X2. I
want
you to get Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus.
They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now. But we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses. And fund the InfoWars.
Why not?
Get these great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that we are in the...
So, ladies and gentlemen, I mean... That was just a little short thing, video show I wanted to let you hear. He was just joking about a lot of things, but, you know, he was joking them in a manner where you could understand what he was talking about, too. And if you didn't understand this, you need to cut this show off and never click it back on if you didn't get that, you know. I mean, y'all about stupid as fuck if you didn't understand. But that's the way the world is. They all are stupid as fuck, really, in this world. You know? I hate to think like that, but, you know, that's just the way it really is. People don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I mean, really. All they want to hear is what's best for them, or what you could do for them, or what you could do for me, poor little old me. But, you know, let's go to War Room. That's on InfoWars. There's a thing called War Room. I want y'all to hear a little piece on this. And tell me what you think on my Facebook page. It's called Scott Jacobs Show. Follow me. Add me. I'm on Apple iPod Podcast. I'm on Google Podcasts, Baker Podcasts, Republic One Podcast. I'm on Anchor Podcast. I'm on quite a few podcasts. So listen to this video I want y'all to hear. It's a song.
That's why I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first. I swear to God, it's the last thing I do. I'm going to get my hands around your throat.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yes, my listeners, you will be the resistance.
Success, I think, is kind of a milestone for how popular Trump really is, and just how totally the narrative they want to sell about Trump is just inaccurate. When Bryson can put up an album on iTunes and it tops the charts in a week with no promotion, no major studio, no record deal, no major media, nothing, just himself and a microphone, and he was able to do so much, and you just heard a song from him. So that's incredible, and Bryson has got a lot of notoriety.
For an example, guys, my podcast is taking off like that.
Because, Bryson's father, Gary, last time he was on, said he was a Biden supporter. So I
got a lot of listeners
after Joe's comments today, and I haven't asked him that exclusively, but my guess is based on the last segment that yes, he'll still be. You're still currently a Biden supporter.
But let me say this right here. I asked my son, are you more in line with conservatives, regardless of color, or black people? And so he has to be honest that he's more in line with conservatives, regardless
of color. But black people are conservative by thought process and how they teach our kids to work hard. You grew up in a church.
Yes, I
am. Yeah,
hold on a second, though. I need to understand this a little more. What do you mean by that question? Like, what is that question implying?
Okay, here's what the question is implying. And this is true, right? This is number two. I told Bryce I'd be straight up. My son does not walk in step to the values presented by the majority of black people than he does his conservative side. That is regardless of color.
What are you talking
so
about?
He's not in agreement with the majority of black
people. You mean I'm not allowed with how not how we live our lives with our kids.
No, I'm talking about the way you live your life. No,
you're not.
This time right here, have my grandbaby and don't give my grandbaby the proper vaccines all because he done got on some right-wing nut show, then we gonna have a problem.
The vaccine, it's too much in there.
Wait a second. Hold on. Two things. First of all, I don't know how you landed on vaccines, because I don't think that's what you're implying. Second of all, do you realize, Gary, that when you were a kid, and I don't know how old you were, but really this didn't, I'm sorry, how old?
54.
You look good for your age. But when you were a kid, you only had 3 mandatory vaccines. 3. Now there's 82. 82. Now, Gary, how did you survive with only 3 vaccines?
By the grace of God.
I've only had 6 vaccine shots when I was a kid.
That's the choice that Bryson makes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Owen, we have learned a lot more since I
ain't had a vaccine shot since I've been an adult. And never will.
You do realize that white people in the United States government force vaccinated black people and gave them syphilis.
Okay, that's a fact. Wait a minute now. That was a study. What you say?
Hold on. I'll give you another one. Gary, the same corrupt people. They, in St. Louis, I believe it was either the 20s or the 60s, they did the same thing for a study to black people, and they sprayed an entire apartment complex full of black people with a chemical. Why would any black person trust anything from the government?
Right.
But does that mean that every single vaccine is wrong or some way to kill black people? Like he feels about coronavirus?
But how do you know you're taking the right vaccine?
I haven't gotten a flu and she had. So,
so you have to ban them all.
That's because the flu vaccine has the flu in it.
Right.
But, Owen, come on now. You're not an idiot. You know a little bit about medicine, how if they give you a weaker form of something, your body develops antibodies.
Absolutely, but I also realize that by the time they give you the vaccine, the virus is already mutated and it's worthless anyway. They admit that.
Well, we agree. I don't take the flu vaccine.
Okay, here's the thing. Let me ask you this. Would you take the coronavirus vaccine from Bill Gates?
Fuck no.
Not right now, no.
Huh.
So why would you be upset if Bryson didn't want to vaccinate his grandchild?
Right?
Or your grandchild.
And I don't care nothing about his pupils. If I feel like I'll call the DPS on him. I call the Department of Social Services on that boy.
Hold up. I gotta stop you right here because hold up a second. You wanna question your own son's blackness and you're gonna sit here and tell me you're gonna call the cops on him?
What the fuck?
I don't know what white face you want me to. I call the cops on him just to assure, hey, we have a black family over here that's not giving their children the required vaccination.
And he's not joking. This is what we all want to hear.
Hold on. This is perfect because, Bryson, that's actually when you can play your black card. And then when they show up, say, you're going to take a child from a black person? And they're like, I wouldn't even fathom that. No.
Right. That is true.
You're going to take it from a black person and give it to a better black person.
No, because you're going to call and you're going to say, it doesn't matter. My son's not black. Joe Biden told me.
Exactly. Hey, think about it. The fact that I'm wearing a mask shows me that you listen to anything CDL.
Let's be honest. Hold on, Gary. I'm assuming you're wearing the mask because you're a teacher and you have to and you don't want people to be afraid if they see you on InfoWars without a mask.
No, I'm wearing a mask because this clown just got back from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where went to restaurants and all that stuff. I don't want him bringing anything
like a regular human being.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. You went to a restaurant?
Yep.
How are you not dead?
I work in one.
$20, $20, $20, $20.
Oh, hey, that's actually a great idea, by the way. That is a great idea.
Owen, stop contributing to the delinquency of my
mind. You know what, Gary? You're like, honestly, you know, you realize that Harriet Tubman could have freed all the slaves if they would have known they were slaves?
I
That's right. That's what I'm telling this clown right here.
No, no. He's left the plantation.
Right.
Bryson's out. He's gone. He left the plantation, man.
Earl Owen, he left the plantation to go inside the house.
Is that, would you call that white power?
Hey, French German, 11% French German. That's in our DNA. That's the side of him that's coming out right
now. All
right.
Hey, look, you guys are always the best. I'm not sure there's a better father-son combo ever to be on InfoWars Live. It's always a pleasure to have you guys on. Look. Hey, just make sure Bryson, when you're giving him a, putting him in the headlock after this, just cough on him a little bit, give him a little bit of that COVID-19, and maybe if he's sick in bed for a week, we can set him straight. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. So that was a funny little piece I played, wasn't it, guys? That was from the Info Warriors website again. This one was called War Rooms. With Ian Sawyer. Pretty cool guy. He got some funny stuff he can do sometimes on his shows. It's very interesting and kind of tells the truth all at the same time. And here's another guy that I really enjoy. His name is David Knight. So here it is.
Pressure to wear masks in public rises. It's important to be able to keep yourself safe while making a statement. That's why we created the limited edition InfoWars face mask. The easiest way to stay safe from incoming germs while showing your support for patriotism and freedom in the face of tyranny. Easy to use. Just slip it on your way to work, store, or anywhere that mandates a mask around you. These also make great gifts or purchases for friends, family members, neighbors, or anyone else concerned about their safety in public. If you must stay safe, you might as well stay stylish. Get the limited edition InfoWars face mask today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I like promoting InfoWars, so here you go. Look them up, guys. It's worth it.
Using free speech to free money.
You can find David Knight on the InfoWars.com. Thank you, Anchor, for my podcast. Thank you for what you did.
Going to be joining us in the next hour, second segment. Testing before John comes in, but here at the top of the hour, I just want to give you a news break. As we saw yesterday, the early morning naval base shooting that happened is now been declared as terrorism related. The FBI is hunting a second suspect. We also have in Sweden an Iraqi migrant detained, denied asylum before then decapitating his teenage girlfriend. So I guess we're back to normal, right? We have Islamic terrorists who, I guess they've been sheltering in place. I guess they were afraid of the coronavirus. Nothing scares them but the coronavirus. But, you know, we got the media that does such a good job. We can even scare the Islamic terrorists into hiding for a few days. But now they're back out and in force. So I guess it's safe for us to open now, right? Things are back to normal. I think we ought to keep that in mind. But, you know, we're talking about where we move forward with this. As I tweeted out yesterday, the news story that I covered about 600 doctors writing a letter begging Trump to stop the lockdown. So this lockdown is killing people. So I tweeted that out. I said, they're absolutely right. Trump can do it. And I had a lady reply to me, it's not his lockdown. You tell it to the Democrat governors. And I've seen this over and over again from the very beginning. No, actually, it is President Trump's lockdown. These 600 doctors wrote a letter to him. Why did they do that? Well, because he can stop it, and because he started it. He started it by allowing Fauci and Birx to lie to us. Lie to us. And quite frankly, if he won't stop it, if he won't stand up for our freedom, if he won't close the border, if he won't stand up for free speech, if he won't stand up for our ability to even have a middle class in this country, if he's going to betray the very people who voted for them, and if he's unable to do it, if all he can do is tweet about it.
Yes, somebody can.
What good is he? Quite frankly, what good is he? And what is he even worse to have somebody in office who turns patriots into partisan cheerleaders, cheerleaders for the Republican Party, cheerleaders for a person rather than for principles? I mean, if somebody's going to put you to sleep to the extent that you can be beaten and robbed and enslaved, and you don't even wake up because, you know, as the chains are being forged around your hands and your feet, you say, I trust his plan. I know he's got a plan. This is just, he's just rolling this out. This is a big, deep, deep plan. He's going to reverse all this stuff. And it's like, well, you just keep telling yourself that. As we look at the fear that has been put out everywhere, the Home Depot co-founder, Bernie Marcus, again, a Trump supporter, the media has done a wonderful job of frightening America. And if we don't undo that gaslighting, the propaganda, if that isn't changed, nothing is going to change. We're going to live in this quote-unquote new normal. And the media is going to be able to completely destroy the middle class, confiscate all their wealth, shut down our income, make us completely dependent on government, as the 10th Amendment
says. But that's what they want.
They're going to allow government to break our legs and give us a wheelchair. And that wheelchair is called universal basic income. It is communism writ large. Nobody has a business. Nobody has a job. Nobody has any upward mobility. They don't have the ability, the independence to take care of themselves and their families. They have to become completely dependent on government. And that has been the plan from the beginning for everything that the Democrats do. They want to control health care so they can control you. They want to control your transportation so they can control you. You have to be dependent upon them.
Right.
And they're going to have government takeover of health care because they're bankrupting the hospitals in the middle of a pandemic. Can you get your head around that doublethink?
Yeah.
We've got a pandemic, but the hospitals are going out of business? How can that be? Because they're empty. Because there is no pandemic. Because it's a psyop. Wake up.
Wake the fuck up.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, life is changing. I keep saying it in my show, man. Over the years, I've watched life, man, and how quick life can change in a dramatic. It's like so quick. I've watched it with my own eyes go from 0-60 change real quick. This is Sunday, May 24th, 2020. Thank you for tuning in to the Scott Jacobs Podcast. You find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Baker Podcasts, One Republic Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, just about any other platform you can podcast, I'm on it now. I've reached my podcast all the way from India, USA, and Germany. So my podcast has been going all over now. I'm just waiting for it to get a little further, and it will. Thank you for helping me get the word out and listening to my podcast, guys. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be on this. Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scott Jacobs Podcast. I'd like to know how everybody's doing today. I hope good. I'm doing good myself. It's a Sunday. I went pretty much was playing on my computer all day, downloading video games. I play a game called Warframe and Final Fantasy VII Remake. I play all kinds of different games, Call of Duty, the works. But, you know, today's second episode's about, just in general, whatever comes to topic. And there's a certain thing I was wanting y'all to hear. You know, how I play my videos. I play videos while I do my podcast. Well, here's something else about Bill Gates. You know, I've been following Bill Gates, and I want y'all to hear some of the stuff I'm hearing. So, this is by Alex Jones, the InfoWars website. I'm gonna play it now.
Very proud of my work, and I gotta be honest though, Bill, even though you had something to do with creating me and turning me into the super spreader, I've kind of grown resentful of you. And so I think I may come after you next, Bill. But Bill Gates, you're now officially on the Alex Jones Show for the first time. It's a momentous occasion here. So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to mark this day down, okay? May 21st, 2020, at approximately 12:50 p.m. Central Standard Time, Bill Gates made his debut on the Alex Jones Show and sucked a fart. Yeah, drop that beat. DJ Corona in the house. Coronavirus. Getting freaky.
Listen, guys, listen, this is funny.
Drop that COVID-19, 20, 21. You're deader. You're a hammer. For the age of one.
Yeah.
Fresh beats here from
DJ listen. COVID.
There it is. That's when the beat drops. That's when you catch the virus. Now you start to bleed out of your eyes.
Oh, God, I'm bleeding.
Start to bleed out of your anus.
Oh.
This is when they put you on a ventilator and you die dead in a hammer.
Oh, I'm already there.
This is the part where you get added to the death count.
Crazy, guys.
This is the part where we shut down your whole country and take all your freedoms.
Yeah.
And now you're all dead.
Uh-oh.
And this is the part where I take my COVID to intergalactic levels. You know, a lot of people have been asking me, hey, does Governor Cuomo work for you? Duh. Cuomo was the super spreader in the New York nursing homes. Duh, Cuomo works for me. Yeah, Cuomo killed tens of thousands of people with the coronavirus. Hell yeah. Oh, me and Cuomo were tight, trust me. In fact, we were sitting at the lounge when I gave him the COVID, and we were listening to this song right here. Yeah, this is the official COVID-19 theme song for when I shared my COVID with Cuomo. All right, I could dance to this COVID beat all day. I mean, DJ COVID, DJ Corona, always. You know what, though? I've been spreading a lot of the corona with you here today over this microphone, and I want to continue to do some more, but I'm starting to get a little low on the corona power bodies here. Guys, can we have somebody order me some bat soup? Is there anybody left back there that's not dead yet? Can you guys order me some fresh bat soup? This is Bat City, after all. There we go. That one smiled for the cameras there, as you can see. So, thank you, guys. I needed some bat soup. I mean, there's a reason why Austin is called Bat City, folks. There's a reason why I, Owen Schroyer, am actually a coronavirus mutated into a human-like form in Austin, Texas, as the super spreader, because this is the Bat City. You didn't know that, did you?
I listened to this episode last few days ago, guys.
So that is why I
this is why am I'm the playing
super spreader
it.
Here in Bat
it's
City,
hilarious.
Texas.
Just listen.
So thank you guys for that fresh bat soup. I know somebody probably went right under the Congress Bridge to get it. Yeah, that guy's just eating some like eel or something like that. No, that's not the good stuff. You got to get that fresh bat. Yeah, the mice isn't going to kill you. The frog isn't going to kill you. You got to get that fresh bat. It's the only thing that's going to do it. It's the only thing that's going to do it. You know what? Let's go ahead and do this right now. We've had a lot of big revelations here, folks. And so, Bill Gates has decided to join us on air today. He's very proud of my work. And, you know, I got to be honest, though, Bill. Even though you had something to do with creating me and turning me into the super spreader, I've kind of grown resentful of you. And so I think I may come after you next, Bill. But Bill Gates, you're now officially on the Alex Jones Show for the first time. It's a monumentous occasion here.
And they're not
so, Bill, thank you for calling
Bill
in.
Bill Gates.
Thank you. Me and Mel, I have my pink sweater on, and I've got my Chinese boy Wuhan knitting you one. Now, you look like a medium. You've got really nice shoulders. Am I correct?
Well, Bill, I mean, I could be a medium, I could be a large, I mean, a guy like you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, was Wuhan acting up?
He's humping my leg, I don't know why.
Well, you know, Bill, I didn't know if you wanted to tell people this, but did you tell people why you wear the pink sweater, because that attracts the COVID more?
That's right, pink is power, and COVID likes pink and power, so what a combo.
All right, Bill. Now, I've kind of, even though you helped create me and you turned me into the super spreader, I've grown a little bit resentful of you because you forced this life upon me, and I'm starting to question myself. So, but here, can I just ask you, Bill? Can I give you a special COVID-19 right now on air?
Oh, please, Owen. I've been waiting all day for you to ask me that.
All right, now, Bill. Listen, this one is special. Just for you, Bill, okay? Just for you. I know that this is the kind of stuff you like, and so there's a reason why this one is just for you. But, Bill, here's what I need you to do to make sure we really get this done correctly, okay? I need you to put that phone right up to your mouth. Are you ready? Are you ready to get this special corona, Bill?
Hit me, Daddy.
There it is, Bill. Did he get that? Did he get that, guys? Did that go through?
Oh, I got it.
I'm never
going to
clean my phone, Owen. Never.
Guys, this
You're
is
welcome,
a funny
Bill.
Episode.
You have the official and exclusive flatulation coronavirus infection.
Oh, thank you, Owen. Owen, I have a gift for you, too, eventually.
Oh!
I got a vaccine with your name on it, buddy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I'm gonna make
what
it
about
really
that name?
For you too. It'll be pink, so don't worry.
Yes, and it'll have plenty of me inside of it, right?
Oh, you know it. Thanks
well,
a lot, Owen.
Yeah, Bill, this has been this has really been a big boy. You know, I feel a lot better, Bill, after farting coronavirus into your mouth and you sucking my fart here on the Alex Jones Show. I have to say, this has really been a conscious clearing moment for me, Bill. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir. I love you. Have a good day, everybody. Take your vaccine.
Fuck
so,
your
ladies
vaccine.
And gentlemen, you need to mark this day down, okay? May 21st, 2020, at approximately 12:50 p.m. Central Standard Time, Bill Gates made his debut on The Alex Jones Show and sucked a fart. I mean, you may have seen some pretty incredible things in your life. You may have gotten married. You may have seen your kids get married. You may have had kids, or seen your kids have your grandkids. And, you know, those are all memorable things. But let me tell you something. Witnessing Bill Gates suck a fart on The Alex Jones Show is the greatest thing you've ever witnessed in your life. By far. By far. So you're welcome. I mean, we just continue to deliver today on The Alex Jones Show. I mean, wow. Incredible. All right, I got to go back up to my friends in Michigan where we're spreading the coronavirus right now. Jared has called in.
Michigan.
Jared, how is the spread up there in Michigan? Are you guys dropping dead yet?
No.
Well, thankfully, Owen, I will be dropping dead soon. And I got to say, you're not getting near enough honor or praise from these callers. I don't know what their problem is. I just want to
start. No, you know what? We don't do it for the praise. We do it to kill all of humanity. But you know what? It is true. I'm not getting near enough respect for being the coronavirus as I should.
And I would just like to do that. I would just like to offer up more honor and praise to you, Owen, the Destroyer, for respecting me, in fact, by way of the ultimate krill oil. Because, I thought I wanted immunity, but no. I wanted to be infected by the virus. And I know it was you, Owen, who infected that ultimate krill oil and the bias he used. I've had such a terrible cough, and I know it was you, man.
Wait, hold on. You said you have a cough? Yeah, don't hold out on me. Come on, let me get some of that. Yeah, I gotta get my cut here.
I got
you must
it.
Not have enough of the virus on your own.
I got it real bad.
Well, yeah, but you gotta understand, I mean, just like you may have like $10,000, but like, you know, 10% of that's the government's. If you got a cough, like 10% of that is mine. I gotta get that cut.
Well, you're gonna have to drink Corona Force in the morning and take your Corona Dine and intravenously take Super Corona Vitality because that's the only way that you're gonna have more of the virus spread around, Owen. And see, I can't wait till I finally pass away from this virus so I can come back and infect all the others. I'll come back as a fish. And I'll go into the fish oil and infect all the other people with fish oil and the ultimate krill oil.
I accidentally had a cough.
And that'll just be the way that I end others, you know.
Jared, you are a fighting hero.
I'm telling you what, man. I'm all inspired by you, the Destroyer. Because, see, that is the only way we can infect others is to be infected.
Jared, you've said it all. And to follow up a Bill Gates call like that, it can't get you much better. So, Jared, I'm going to leave you with a parting gift here. It's just a little tiny little Corona. Not a big one. You already got your own, but little... Right. There's just a little special Corona there for you, Jared. You spread that to your friends up there in Michigan. Folks, big news coming up on the other side. Don't miss it. Many of the best-selling items that were selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off.
Yeah, he sells a lot of health items. Y'all need to check that out on InfoWars.com.
Enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vasa Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience
Liver Shield is the shit. It's helped me in my liver.
They're all in stock right now, and they're 30% to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now, but we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Roll Red Pill, Roll Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action, be healthier, boost your body's natural defenses, and fund the InfoWars.
Why not?
Get these great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that we are in the.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, that was just a little short thing, video show I wanted to let you hear. He was just joking about a lot of things, but, you know, he was joking them in a manner where you could understand what he was talking about, too. And if you didn't understand this, you need to cut this show off and never click it back on if you didn't get that. You know, I mean, y'all about stupid as fuck if you didn't understand. But that's the way the world is. They all are stupid as fuck, really, in this world. You know? I hate to think like that, but, you know, that's just the way it really is. People don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I mean, really. All they want to hear is what's best for them, or what you could do for them, or what you could do for me, poor little old me. But, you know, let's go to War Room. That's on InfoWars. There's a thing called War Room. I want y'all to hear a little piece on this. And tell me what you think on my Facebook page. It's called Scott Jacobs Show. Follow me. Add me. I'm on Apple iPod Podcast. I'm on Google Podcasts, Baker Podcasts, Republic One Podcast. I'm on Anchor Podcast. I'm on quite a few podcasts. So listen to this video I want y'all to hear. This is a song.
That's why I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first. I swear to God, it's the last thing I do. I'm going to get my hands around your throat.
Yes, my listeners, you will be the resistance.
I think is kind of a milestone for how popular Trump really is, and just how totally the narrative they want to sell about Trump is just inaccurate. When Bryson can put up an album on iTunes and it tops the charts in a week with no promotion, no major studio, no record deal, no major media, nothing, just himself and a microphone, and he was able to do so much, and you just heard a song from him. So that's incredible, and Bryson has got a lot of notoriety.
For an example, guys, my podcast is taking off like that.
Bryson's father, Gary, last time he was on, said he was a Biden supporter.
So I got a lot of listeners
after Joe's comments today, and I haven't asked him that exclusively, but my guess is based on the last segment that yes,
200 mark.
You're still currently a Biden supporter.
Are you more in line with conservatives, regardless of color, or black people? And so he has to be honest that in line with conservatives, regardless
of color. But black people are conservative by thought process and how they teach our kids to work hard. You grew up in a church.
Yes, I
am. Me too.
Second, though, I need to understand this a little more. What do you mean by that question? Like, what is that question implying?
Okay, here's what the question is implying. And this is true, right? This is number two. I told Bryce, I'll be straight up. My son does not walk in step to the values presented by the majority of black people.
Oh,
more
man.
Than he does his conservative side, that is regardless of color.
What are you talking
so
about?
He's not in agreement with the majority of black.
You mean I'm not allowed to help? Not how we live our lives.
No, I'm talking about the way you live your life.
No, you're not.
This clown right here have my grandbaby and don't give my grandbaby the proper vaccines all because he done got on some right-wing nut show, then we gonna have a problem.
The vaccine, it's too much.
Wait a second. Whoa. Two things. First of all, I don't know how you landed on vaccines, because I don't think that's what you're implying. Second of all, do you realize, Gary, that when you were a kid, and I don't know how old you were or how old you are, but really this didn't... I'm sorry, how old?
54.
You look good for your age. But when you were a kid, you only had 3 mandatory vaccines. 3. Now there's 82. 82. Now, Gary, how did you survive with only 3 vaccines?
By the grace of God.
I've only had 6 vaccine shots when I was a kid.
If that's the choice that Bryson makes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Owen, we have learned a lot more since I was
born. I ain't had a vaccine shot since I've been an adult. And never will.
You do realize that white people in the United States government force vaccinated black people and gave them syphilis.
Okay, wait a minute now. That was a study. What you say?
Hold on. I'll give you another one. Gary, the same corrupt people. They in St. Louis, I believe it was either the 20s or the 60s, they did the same thing for a study to black people. And they sprayed an entire apartment complex full of black people with a chemical. Why would any black person trust anything from the government?
Right.
But does that mean that every single vaccine is wrong or some way to kill black people? Like he feels about coronavirus?
You just justified it. What did I just want to spend on flipping this and posting to my Instagram?
Black chain from Tennessee, black. Hey, yes, they did, and that was evil, Owen. That was evil. But that does not mean that every single time somebody offers a vaccine, that it's going to be some plot to destroy somebody. So you have to be very careful. Like, I don't take the flu vaccine.
But how do you know you're taking the right vaccine?
I haven't gotten the flu, and she had.
So you have to band them all.
That's because the flu vaccine has the flu in it.
Right.
Owen, come on now. You're not an idiot. You know a little bit about medicine, how if they give you a weaker form of something, your body develops antibodies.
Absolutely, but I also realize that by the time they give you the vaccine, the virus is already mutated and it's worthless anyway. They admit that.
Well, we agree. I don't take the flu vaccine.
Okay, here's the thing. Let me ask you this. Would you take the coronavirus vaccine from Bill Gates?
Fuck no.
Not right now, no.
So why would you be upset if Bryson didn't want to vaccinate his grandchild?
Right?
Or your grandchild.
And I don't care nothing about his pupils. If I feel like I'll call the DPS on him. I'll call the Department of Social Services on that boy. He's going to have... I want his baby.
What's
to
that
have
gonna
the same
do, really?
That he had.
Hold up. Whoa. You know what? Time out. Hold up. Whoa. I gotta stop you right here because. Hold up a second. You wanna question your own son's blackness and you're gonna sit here and tell me you're gonna call the cops on him?
What the fuck?
I'm gonna wear a white face. You want me to? I'll call the cops on him just to assure. Hey, we have a black family over here that's not giving their children the required vaccination.
And he's not joking. This is what we all watching him.
Hold on. This is perfect because Bryson, that's actually when you can play your black card. And then when they show up, say, you're going to take a child from a black person? And they're like, I wouldn't even fathom that. No.
Right. That is true.
You're going to take it from a black person and give it to a better black person.
No, because you're going to call and you're going to say, it doesn't matter. My son's not black. Joe Biden told me.
Exactly. Hey, think about it. The fact that I wear a mask shows me that you listen to anything CD tells you.
No, let's be honest. Hold up. Don't, Gary, be honest. I, assuming you're wearing the mask because you're a teacher and you have to, and you don't want people to be afraid if they see you on InfoWars without a mask.
No, I'm wearing a mask because this clown just got back from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where he went to restaurants and all that stuff. I don't want him bringing anything
like a regular human being.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. You went to a restaurant?
Yep.
How are you not dead?
I work in one.
$20.20.
Oh, hey, that's actually a great idea, by the way. That is a great idea.
Owen, stop contributing to the delinquency of a mind.
You know what, Gary? You're like, honestly, you know, you realize that Harriet Tubman could have freed all the slaves if they would have known they were slaves?
That's right. That's what I'm telling this
guy. No, he's left the plantation. Bryson's out. He's gone. He left the plantation, man.
Earl Owen, he left the plantation to go inside the house.
Oh,
no, he did. Oh. Meanwhile, he's not on the mask because Master told you to. Master said on the mask. He's on the mask. My birthday is Sunday. I want to have a party on here. I have
an award over
here. I usually have big accounts in here, and they say no. The coronavirus.
Hold on, where? Hey, can I come?
Yes, North Carolina, Sunday. You can go to his house. I wonder if you can't go to mine.
No, I'm coming to your house, Gary. I'm coming to your house. I got a vaccine for you.
Me too.
No. I got one. You're afraid of the coronavirus. I got some antibodies. I'm going to have it approved by Fauci. We're going to give you one special for you, Gary.
Oh, sir,
you
say he's gonna do it. That's for sure.
No, sir. That's for sure.
Hey, we have a cousin. He has a cousin that has coronavirus.
Man, that's so terrible. Is your cousin alive?
Yes, she's young. But she's going through some stuff.
Like what?
Chills, can't eat.
Oh, you mean like the flu?
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you a question.
That is the funniest show I've done yet, guys.
We want to bring background statistics. Oh, and I'm going to tell you something right now. According to our DNA, this boy right here is about 11% European. That's the side that's coming out right now.
Is that, would you call that white power?
Hey, French German. 11% French German. That's in our DNA.
All right. Hey, look, you guys are always the best. I'm not sure there's a better father-son combo ever to be on InfoWars Live. It's always a pleasure to have you guys on. Look, hey, just make sure Bryson, when you're giving him putting him in the headlock after this, just cough on him a little bit. Give him a little bit of that COVID-19. And maybe if he's sick in bed for a week, we can set him straight. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. So that was a funny little piece I played, wasn't it, guys? Yeah, that was from the InfoWars website again. This one was called War Rooms with Ian Sawyer. Pretty cool guy. He got some funny stuff he can do sometimes on his shows. It's very interesting and kind of tells the truth all at the same time. And here's another guy that I really enjoy. His name is David Knight. So here it is.
Pressure to wear masks in public rises. It's important to be able to keep yourself safe while making a statement. That's why we created the limited edition InfoWars face mask. The easiest way to stay safe from incoming germs while showing your support for patriotism and freedom in the face of tyranny. Easy to use. Just slip it on your way to work, store, or anywhere that mandates a mask around you. These also make great gifts or purchases for friends, family members, neighbors, or anyone else concerned about their safety in public. If you must stay safe, you might as well stay stylish. Get the limited edition InfoWars face mask today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I like promoting InfoWars, so here you go.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Look them up, guys. It's worth it.
You can find David Knight on the InfoWars.com. Thank you, Anchor, for my podcast. Thank you for what you did.
Going to be joining us in the next hour, second segment. We're going to talk a little bit about testing before John comes in. But here at the top of the hour, I just want to give you a news break. As we saw yesterday, the early morning naval base shooting that happened is now been declared as terrorism related. The FBI is hunting a second suspect. We also have in Sweden an Iraqi migrant detained, denied asylum before then decapitating his teenage girlfriend. His teenage girlfriend. So I guess we're back to normal, right? We have Islamic terrorists who I guess they've been sheltering in place. I guess they were afraid of the coronavirus. Nothing scares them but the coronavirus. But, you know, we got the media that does such a good job. They can even scare the Islamic terrorists into hiding for a few days. But now they're back out and in force. So I guess it's safe for us to open now, right? Things are back to normal. I think we ought to keep that in mind. But, you know, we're talking about where we move forward with this. As I tweeted out yesterday, the news story that I covered about 600 doctors writing a letter begging Trump to stop the lockdown. So this lockdown is killing people. So I tweeted that out. I said, they're absolutely right. Trump can do it. And I had a lady reply to me, it's not his lockdown. You tell it to the Democrat governors. And I've seen this over and over again from the very beginning. No, actually, it is President Trump's lockdown. These 600 doctors wrote a letter to him. Why did they do that? Well, because he can stop it. And because he started it. He started it by allowing Fauci and Birx to lie to us. Lie to us. And quite frankly, if he won't stop it, if he won't stand up for our freedom, if he won't close the border, if he won't stand up for free speech, if he won't stand up for our ability to even have a middle class in this country, if he's going to betray the very people who voted for them, and if he's unable to do it, if all he can do is tweet about it.
Yes, somebody can.
What good is he? Quite frankly, what good is he? And what is he even worse to have somebody in office who turns patriots into partisan cheerleaders, cheerleaders for the Republican Party, cheerleaders for a person, rather than for principles? I mean, if somebody's going to put you to sleep, to the extent that you can be beaten and robbed and enslaved, and you don't even wake up because, you know, as the chains are being forged around your hands and your feet, you say, I trust his plan. I know he's got a plan. This is just, he's just rolling this out. This is a big, deep, deep plan. He's going to reverse all this stuff. And it's like, well, you just keep telling yourself that. As we look at the fear that has been put out everywhere, the Home Depot co-founder, Bernie Marcus, again, a Trump supporter. The media has done a wonderful job of frightening America. And if we don't undo that gaslighting, the propaganda, if that isn't changed, nothing is going to change. We're going to live in this quote-unquote new normal. And the media is going to be able to completely destroy the middle class, confiscate all their wealth, shut down our income, make us completely dependent on government, as the 10th Amendment
says. But that's what they want.
They're going to allow government to break our legs and give us a wheelchair. And that wheelchair is called universal basic income. It is communism writ large. Nobody has a business. Nobody has a job. Nobody has any upward mobility. They don't have the ability, the independence to take care of themselves and their families. They have to become completely dependent on government. And that has been the plan from the beginning for everything that the Democrats do. They want to control health care so they can control you. They want to control your transportation so they can control you. You have to be dependent upon them.
Right.
And they're going to have government takeover of health care because they're bankrupting the hospitals in the middle of a pandemic. Can you get your head around that doublethink?
Yeah.
We've got a pandemic, but the hospitals are going out of business? How can that be? Because they're empty. Because there is no pandemic. Because it's a psyop. Wake up.
Wake the fuck up.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, life is changing. I keep saying that in my show, man. Over the years, I've watched life, man, and how quick life can change in a dramatic. It's like so quick.
I've watched it with my own eyes go from 0-60 change real quick. This is Sunday, May 24th, 2020. Thank you for tuning in to the Scott Jacobs Podcast. You find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Baker Podcasts, One Republic Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, just about any other platform you can podcast, I'm on it now. I've reached my podcast all the way from India, USA, and Germany. So my podcast has been going all over now. I'm just waiting for it to get a little further, and it will. Thank you for helping me get the word out and listening to my podcast, guys. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be on this. Thank you.